Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate you being here.
It's always a pleasure to be here. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. And so we'll go over, you guys just held the school board meeting, your latest one this past Monday, highlighted a lot of great stuff. So we'll talk about, I know each school held their parent-teacher conferences, so let's talk about that.
You bet. Well, I want to talk a little bit about the importance of parent-teacher conferences, the importance of communication, the importance of partnership. For any kids to be successful, we have to have that partnership with parents, with school. For parent-teacher conferences, high school was at 91%, which is outstanding. Middle school, 95% of the conferences were completed, and 96% at the elementary. All above 90%, which is outstanding, and that means, I think, positive relationships. People feel good about coming to school for parent-teacher conferences. Our book fair went really, really well at the middle school, high school, and then also at Perry Elementary. So great evening, great evenings, I should say, for parent-teacher conferences.
Awesome. Okay. Well, thanks for highlighting that. I think another good thing that you brought up to highlight is Perry's Academic, Cultural, and Enrichment Services, PACES, getting a price increase, trying to be self-supported.
Yes, right. There will be a price increase starting January 6th. And the reason for that is just over the years, PACES, I think, has been a tremendous, tremendous program for our community, but it's at the cost of subsidizing the PACES program. So we subsidize that at $190,000, which is significant. So prices will need to be raised to be able to provide that service. So kudos to Mary Hillman, highlighting a lot of the different accomplishments in the service that PACES has had and will continue to have, but it will come at an increased price.
Absolutely. Again, we are speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent Clark Wicks. And Clark, so jumping from that, obviously the mental health coordinator, Jenna Blize, was also at the meeting to kind of give an update about what's going on with that.
You bet. Jenna Blize is our mental health coordinator, and this is funded not through the general fund, but through Project Serve, which is a federal grant. So we're very fortunate to have that. The highlights for that position is Jenna oversees all the mental health therapists and therapist businesses that companies that come in to Perry to make sure that things are coordinated, we have a place for them, and ultimately staff and students' needs, mental health needs are met. So one highlight was being able to hire a mental health therapist, number one. Number two, getting everything coordinated. Number three, she mentioned that as of last week, there are over 65 different students that were asking for some kind of service. And as of today, all of those needs have been supported and things have been arranged so that mental health therapists can see those 65 people. So we're very fortunate, very thankful that Jenna Blize is our mental health coordinator. And she went over a complete PowerPoint of her roles and responsibilities. And the main thing here is Perry Schools is doing, I think, a great service for our kids and staff to make sure that we're all part of that recovery and building resilience and having those healthy minds and souls as we move forward.
Absolutely. Yeah, really doing a great job with that. And then, you know, this week, on Monday was Veterans Day, so obviously honoring those brave men and women who have served. And I know the Perry Schools, they always put on a great presentation, and it was no different this year.
It was no different from the message that was delivered to the music, to all of the photographs of our veterans that have been served, that have served the country and are from around this area. So it is one of those programs where I think everybody should take that opportunity to go. It is so well done. Kudos to all of the people that have been part of that, from, again, the organization, the messaging, the communication to the community. The biggest highlight for me was listening to our veterans and their great appreciation for this day. It is special. It's done so well. And this, I believe, was the 27th veterans program. So it's been here. It's been so steady. It's been such an outstanding dedication and honoring our veterans. So kudos to everybody involved with that. Very, very well done.
Again, we are speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. Clark, I know there's things happening in the extracurricular and great students are doing great things with that.
You bet. Every school board meeting, I want to be able to, I get people to give the board and myself commendations. So these have been sent to me and I just want to highlight a couple of them. First of all, congratulations to the cast and sponsors for the Fall Play Puffs. A great success story involving a lot of students. Also to Lily Myers, qualified for state cross country meet. She competed in that on November 1st. So anybody that gets to state in anything is quite an accomplishment. Also, our middle school football, 7th grade was undefeated, 6-0. 8th grade won several games as well. And then we had our swim team have a number of people representing Perry swim team in a number of different events. They continue to set new school records. A big kudo to Leah Carolus, Quinn Mahler Marino, Harper Peterson, Callie Hernandez, Ellie Hughes. All of these folks are going to the state swim meet this upcoming Friday and Saturday in Marshalltown. So kudos to all of those folks, to the crew and cast for Puffs, Lily on the cross country. So a lot of student athletes doing a lot of great things. Lots to be proud of.
With that, Clark, obviously, I know Dan Marburger would have been extremely proud. I know he was big into athletics. And I do want to bring up that there was a great ceremony and dedication as he got a bench, if you want to touch
you
on
bet.
That.
You bet. Yeah, the retired teachers have rallied around Mr. Marburger and what he stood for. And they went through the whole process in getting a bench purchased. It's right next to the Brady, Dr. Brady's tree. So they're calling that the Principal Park. Principal Park, so similar to Des Moines, only now here in Perry. And yeah, if you get a chance to go by there, because it's a beautiful bench. It's going to be even greater when a new tree gets planted for Dr. Brady, replacing the one that I think got a disease. And thanks to the city for helping with our maintenance crew and getting everything arranged. And yeah, today, Karen Ike, a former teacher, Perry Elementary for a number of years, the privilege to work with her as well as many of the other retired teachers that were there. But Karen was the MC. She presented, the facilitator, the organizer in getting this all going, and did a wonderful job, as well as her daughter, Emmy Grimm, read a poem. It was very touching, and yet great to honor Dan in this way, and he'll be remembered throughout the upcoming years also.
Absolutely. Again, we have been speaking here with the Perry School Superintendent, Clark Wicks. And Clark, really appreciate you always taking the time to stop in
here. Hey, thank you, Shaquan. It's always a privilege to be here. Proud to be a Blue Jay, and thanks for listening. And always, let's make it a great day.
And that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.